This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Sudan's new military rulers say they plan to restore the country to civilian rule, ideally within 2 years. At a news conference Friday, General Omar Zain Abidine also said military authorities will not extradite ousted President Omar al-Bashir. Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court to face charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Protesters in Sudan defied a curfew Thursday night that was imposed after the president's ouster by a military coup. Washington has urged Sudan's military to exercise restraint and to allow space for civilian participation within the government. The European Union, meanwhile, has called for a swift transfer to civilian rule. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday accused China of aiding Venezuela's economic collapse by bankrolling President Nicolas Maduro's government. The Secretary of State is on a swing through South America. He also said Russian troop presence in Venezuela was an obvious provocation. But the Secretary of State said China and others are being, in his words, hypocritical in calling for non-intervention in Venezuela's affairs. Their own financial interventions, he said, have helped destroy the country. Pompeo slammed the arrival of Russian troops in Venezuela and said Russia's investments in police training and a satellite compound in Nicaragua, in his words, to put it mildly, aren't good. He said we shouldn't stand for Russia escalating an already precipitous situation in these ways. Pompeo's 3-day trip will take him to Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia, all of which have seen increased investment by China. This is VOA News. The U.S.